Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. On this program, we're going to swing with the big bands of Stan Kenton with June Christie at the mic, Bob Crosby, Jimmy Lunsford, Red Norville, Chick Webb with Ella Fitzgerald, and Claude Hopkins. When Anita O'Day decided to leave the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1945, Kenton invited a completely unknown 19-year-old to audition. Her name was Shirley Lester, soon known as June Christie, and by the time she was 20, it was clear that she was going places, and she did. This first set contains three vocals by June and the Kenton Band, Fine Fine Deal, Got a Penny Jenny, and He's Funny That Way.
Gotta find me some money and I ain't got no time to lose. Find me some love, find me some gold, find a place to live and stay out of the cold. Find me one that's true. But here I sit, baby, all alone and tired and blue.
I looked up.
share, but the cupboard was bare. Got a penny, Jenny. I got a telephone to Benny, and I've just got 4 cents to my name. Do 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 do. 4 cents to my name.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Bob Crosby from Spokane, Washington, was a singer just like his older brother Bing. Born in 1913, Bob was one of seven kids. He attended Gonzaga University for a while, but dropped out to seek a career in music. He began singing in the early 1930s, but his big break came with the Dorsey Brothers in 1934. When Ben Pollack decided to leave his big band in 1935, 21-year-old Bob Crosby was asked by band members if he would become their leader. Many of the players in this orchestra were from New Orleans, often giving the band a distinctive Dixieland sound. The band broke up when World War II started, and Bob joined the Marines in 1944 and led a military band. After the war, he went on to have a huge career in radio, television, and in Hollywood movies. He had his own one-half-hour daytime TV show from 53 to 57. Crosby passed away in 1993 at age 79. Lined up are two instrumentals by the Crosby Orchestra, The Old Spinnin' Wheel and Panama. Then an interesting duet with bassist Robert Haggart and drummer Ray Bauduck, both members of the band, called Big Noise from Winnetka. ¶¶ Here we are, swinging with the doctor. Jimmy Lunsford was a real showman. He didn't play or sing with the band, which left him to be more of an entertainer. On stage, he was provocative, outrageous, and humorous. His band was highly choreographed, with the players moving together in unison. This Lunsford set begins with two Duke Ellington compositions, Bird of Paradise and Rhapsody Jr., and then Cy Oliver will sing 4 or 5 times. Thank you.
maybe I'll cry. But if I die, I won't do it four, five times. One time's nice, twice ain't bad. Just makes you realize if you can make the grade, there's more to be had. If you can get through three, then you'll begin to see. You must complete the rhyme, so you go on laying for the fifth time. Four, five times, four, five times. Even if you die, just one lay it for the fifth time. One, two, three, four.
Oh, four, five times.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Red Norvo was born Kenneth Norvell in 1908 in Beardstown, Illinois. When he was about 10, he heard Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer playing on a riverboat, which stoked his interest in jazz. He bought himself a xylophone and taught himself how to play it. Red went to Chicago while still a teenager and found work playing xylophone and marimba on the vaudeville circuit. Norvo tried going to college twice, but he didn't last long. He was discovered by Paul Whiteman, who hired him. Singer Mildred Bailey was also with Whiteman's orchestra at the time, and they were married in 1930. After working with Benny Goodman, Charlie Barnett, and Woody Herman, Norvo started his own combo, which evolved into a big band by 1938. Norvo and Bailey became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. The band went into decline in 1940, and they were divorced in 1942. Norvo went on to have a successful career in jazz. He was forced to retire from music in the 1980s due to a stroke. He passed away in 1999 at age 91. Next up is an instrumental by the Norvo Big Band, Janine. Then two vocals by Mildred Bailey, Rodgers and Hearts, There's a Boy in Harlem, and Frank Lesser's Says My Heart.
Thank you.
boy in Harlem, and he writes all the songs. Manhattan belongs to him. Oh, he won't leave Harlem, but his tunes get about. He pounds them out when the lights are dim. Though his clothes are sloppy, the boy has earned a good pile. All the writers copy this person in the woodpile. Oh, he lives for pleasure, he's in no one's employ, and Harlem lives for its Harlem boy.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. When Ella Fitzgerald was 15 years old, her mother passed away, and before long she went to live with an aunt, and it was rumored that she was abused by her stepfather. She started to skip school, and her grades began to decline. She got a job as a lookout for a bordello and also a mafia numbers runner. She eventually landed in the colored orphan asylum. She was transferred to a reformatory from where she escaped and for a time lived on the streets of New York. But she eventually made good, didn't she? Here's Ella with the Chick Webb Orchestra with Vote for Mr. Rhythm, Organ Grinder Swing, and then an instrumental, Blue Lou.
Now when I say vote for Mr. Rhythm, you all know I mean Chick Webb. That's all my friends I came to state, but now listen to a noble candidate. Promise to swing it from now on. Fellow citizens, all right, follow me and vote for Mr. Rhythm Jamboree. Everyone's a friend of his. His campaign slogan is change your woes into a wadio. Vote for Mr. Rhythm, let freedom ring, and soon we'll all be singing of the I-Swing.
By the toe, if he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Scat your pop swings its soldiers, ma. Scat your mop swings its soldiers, pa. Scat your you swing it, so do I. Scat your I swing it, so do you. When he turns that handle down, music goes around and round. Everybody starts to sing to that organ grinder swing. Tra-la pop swings it, so does ma. Tra-la ma swings it, so does pa. Tra-la you swing it, so do I. Tra-la I swing it, so do you. Children tag along just to listen to his song. Monkey dancing on a string to the organ grinder swing. Oh hum, oh hum, oh hum, oh hum, I swing it, so do you. Drop a nickel in his hat like a rich aristocrat. Every nickel that you fling makes that organ grinder swing. Hi-ho, 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 why swing it, so do you. music makes me want to sing. Oh, you organ grinder, swing.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Claude Driscoll Hopkins was born in Alexandria, Virginia in 1903. He moonlighted as a jazz stride pianist while attending pre-med school at Howard University in Washington, D.C., where his parents were both on the faculty. But young Claude was drawn to music, lucky for us. His first big break came in 1925 when he became band leader for the Revue Negre, which toured Europe for several years. The famous soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet was in that orchestra. Hopkins started his own big band in 1927, which found work at the Coconut Grove, Savoy Ballroom, Roseland, and the Cotton Club. The band broke up in 1940, and Hopkins played as a sideman in Dixieland combos around New York City. He never really achieved the recognition or success he deserved and passed away in 1984, a disillusioned and dispirited man. Lined up are three 1935 radio performances by the Hopkins Big Band. Two instrumentals, Canadian Capers and Backbeats, then Put on Your Old Gray Bonnet, with a vocal by one of the band's trumpet players, Ovi Alston.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.